Blog Talk Radio.
From the pits to the stands, from the drivers to the fans, it's time for Race Fans Rock with your host, Enfield Chen.
Hey, race fans, welcome to Race Fans Rock Radio Show. I have a great show for you tonight, and tonight's show is brought to you by Race City Steel, serving all of your steel and plastic needs at racecitysteel.com. All right, so let's kick this show off. Now, I'm hoping everyone had a great week. I was really busy this past week. Now, we were down at Southern National Motorsports Park working with Stephen Parsons and our crew, Brian and Bob Kislowski, Rob White, Tim Hayes, Chase Briscoe. We were there for the Cars Late Model Stock Tour season opener, the Cars Tour 300. Now, last week we went down to the track at SNMP for a test session last Tuesday, which was why I wasn't able to do the show, and I had to take the week off. And I do apologize for that, but, I'm only one person, and there's only so many hours in a day, and, I don't have that much help doing everything that I do. I kind of got to do it myself. So I tried splitting myself in two. That didn't work. And, I got to do what pays the bills, as I'm sure you can all understand. At least I hope you do. So, anyway, that's why I wasn't doing the show last weekend. So, anyway, the test session went really well for the first five runs that we did at the Southern National Motorsports Park. Stefan was hitting his marks, and he was really happy with the car, as was Brian and Bob Kislowski. They kept getting the car better and better, and everything was positive. It was one of the best test sessions we've ever had. And then unfortunately on run six, the darn right front ball joint broke, and that ended the day really quickly after that. But thank God it let go when Stefan was on the front stretch and not in a turn, because that could have ended really badly. But thankfully he got the car off the track in one piece, no scratches or anything on it. He got it back to us safely with, no damage. Got the car back to the shop, and by the next evening, it was fixed and ready to go for this weekend. So the car was really good this weekend, too. Now, we did have some rain on Saturday morning, but it did clear up in the afternoon, and we got three practice sessions in, which was really helpful, and the car responded very well. The guys were able to continue to make the car faster and handle better and better for Stefan. Now, then on Sunday, we were fastest in second practice, and, second and fastest for quite a while, which was really good. It's always good to be fastest in practice. Stefan went on to qualify in the seventh position. Now, mind you, this is only his sixth time racing in this series. He's only had five starts last year in the Cars Tour Series, so it was really great to see him do so well so quickly. And he was racing against, some pretty good competition out there that have been doing that series for, quite a while. Now, the kid definitely has talent, and he should. He comes from a very popular racing family. Phil Parsons is his dad, and the late, great Benny Parsons was his uncle. So it's in his blood, and he is definitely off to a great start. Now, speaking of starts, the race got underway, and again, he was hitting all of his marks, doing great. He got up to the sixth position on lap 26, and then on lap 35, he fell back to P7. But, he was still hitting all of his marks on the track. He was being patient, and he really did have a very good car. Brian Kislowski was crew chiefing him and, coaching him from the pits, and he was doing everything right. We were really happy with the way the car looked on the track and how well he is to work with. He communicated, to the crew very well, during the whole duration. And, his spotter was Chase Briscoe, who is currently driving for Cunningham Motorsports in the ARCA Series in the number 77. So Stefan had two experienced drivers, talking and helping, helping him every step of the way, as a crew chief and spotter. So, then unfortunately, the heartbreak happened. On lap 43, the rear of the car started smoking, and we're like, uh-oh, what's going on? But, he kept going, but unfortunately, it just got worse and worse, and by lap 46, he had to pull in and off the track. Now, Brian got under that car as quickly as he could to see what was wrong, and when he climbed out from underneath that car, he kind of gave us the we're done signal. And that was, what we did not want to see, but that really sucked. But apparently, what happened was the seal popped off the transmission, which leaked fluid everywhere, and, you can't race like that. So, unfortunately, that ended our day at Southern National, but the good news is, that, again, he kept the car in one piece. I didn't hit, the wall or anything like that. and they'll get a new tranny, and they'll be back, you know, for the next one in a couple of weeks. So, but, you know, at least we know we have a good car. It's capable of doing very well as long as the parts and pieces can, you know, keep it together. Now, I'm going to have Stefan on the show real soon, and I will continue to talk more about him so everyone can get to know him, you know, learn about him some more and more. So, all right, but, you know, on to Martinsville Speedway. Now, it was the Kyle Busch show this weekend. That was really cool. Now, he swept the weekend, got that broom out, and swept it by winning both the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series race and the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race. Now, going into it, he said how badly he wanted to just come out of there with one grandfather clock because he didn't have one up until that weekend. And now he's going home with two. How cool is that? And what's even cooler is what he did for an unsuspecting Kyle Busch fan on the way home from the track on Sunday. Now, I'm sure you guys have all seen the video by now. It went viral, as well as it should have. But I constantly hear fans tell me that, you know, Kyle doesn't interact with his fans and blah, blah, blah. And he was, you know, he seemed mean to me, whatever. I hate when I hear that because I know it's not true. You know, he's not like that. But if, you know, if he wasn't interested in interacting with his fans, then he wouldn't have done what he did. Now, that girl's reaction when she saw that it was him was priceless. I think I watched it about 50 times, and each time it made me laugh and smile. So I would love to get that girl on the show and kind of get her thoughts. Wouldn't that be cool? Well, anyway, good job, Kyle Busch. Congratulations on the wins, and good luck figuring out where to put those two grandfather clocks. I'm sure it won't be that difficult of a decision. All right, tonight's show is brought to you by Race City Steel. Now, Race City Steel is a family-owned business that prides itself on quality steel, aluminum, and plastic products with superior customer service. They're conveniently located in Denver, North Carolina, which is really close to Mooresville, North Carolina. Now, Race City Steel provides a lot of the metal used to make the race cars that you see on the track every week, but that's not all they do. Now, Race City Steel offers a variety of aluminum products, which include sheets, colored sheets, diamond plate, expanded, flat bar, solid round bar, channel, hex, pipe and angle, as well as rectangle, round, and square tubing. Now, they're also a supplier of a variety of plastics, and they stock a wide selection of stainless steel that comes in many different grades and finishes. So if you're thinking about building just about anything, then definitely call Race City Steel for all the materials that you're going to need. They may be located in North Carolina, but they serve the entire nation. So check them out at www.racecitysteel.com or give them a call at 704-489-2101. Make sure that you tell them Infield Gen sent you. Okay, so looking ahead at this week to come, it's going to be another busy one, you know, for me, and it's going to be one that we've been looking forward to for quite a while. Now, Brian Keselowski, my better half, will be racing this weekend with the ARCA Racing Series in the Music City 300 at Fairgrounds Speedway Nashville in his number 5 car. We are so ready for this weekend. I can't even begin to tell you. Now, the car is ready, and we're ready, too. We leave on Friday morning. I can't wait. It's a one-day show on Saturday, so we'll practice, qualify, and race all in one day, pack it up, and head back home the next morning. Now, Brian is really confident in his car, and he did really well with it last year in the same car. However, like I said, it will look a little different number-wise. He won't be in the 29. He will be in the number 5 car this year, and since we're working with Bobby Gearhart Racing. Now, between Bobby and Brian driving, you know, we're keeping the car number and points together, keeping that going, so it's going to be good. Now, Bobby will be driving the Super Speedways. Bobby will be racing all the Super Speedways, and Brian will be hopefully be able to drive all the short tracks. But as you know, guys, it all depends on sponsorship and what we get to know what we'll be able to do. So if you're interested in doing some sponsorship with us, let me know, and I will go over it all with you. Now, it's really a perfect way to get your company, your name, your product, whatever you have that you want out there advertised. We can get you out there and reach hundreds of thousands of eyeballs. It's crazy, but it's really cool. Now, motorsports marketing isn't right for everyone, but give me a call or contact me however you can via email at infilgen@gmail.com or go through social media or via my contact form on infilgen.com. And I'll go over things with you to see if we could be a right fit for you. Now, I can tell you that those people that we are right for, they see a really good impact in their bottom line. So think it over and contact me for the details. It's so much more than a sticker on a car. All right. Now, tonight's show is also sponsored in part by Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. hey, how would you like to get them multiply the cash that you have today into the cash you're going to have tomorrow and down the road for years to come? Well, you can do that with Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC. They're a wealth and profitability company designed to help individuals like you achieve financial freedom. No more having to worry if you're going to have what you need when you need it for those rainy days. Highland Wealth Advisors, LLC have helped thousands of their clients live the life they've only dreamed of with peace of mind. They've helped me for several years, and I can't see myself without them. You shouldn't either, so visit www.highlandwealthny.com. Again, that's highlandwealthny.com. All right, well, let me tell you, a big question that I'm asked all the time is, how can I get a real chance to meet some of my favorite drivers? Well, I have several ways for you to do that with a couple of the programs that I have going on, like my dedicated Fan in the Stand reporter. Now, I always want an extra set of eyes and ears at the racetracks to go around and check it all out while having a great time. And I want you to report it back to me all weekend long and tell me all about it. You'll send me pictures all weekend long and updates all weekend long on everything from what drivers you meet to how clean the bathrooms are and what they're serving at the concession stands and for how much they're selling it for. I want to hear everything. Then you get to come around my show the next following Tuesday after the race, and we'll talk all about it. My dedicated Fan in the Stand reporters help a lot of other fans decide which races to go to and why. It's a real-life testimonial for them. Now, if you want to be one of my dedicated Fan in the Stand reporters at an upcoming NASCAR race this year, all you got to do is send me a message through any of my social pages or the contact form on infilgen.com, or shoot me an email, infilgen@gmail.com. Now, when you contact me, I want to hear some really good reasons on why I should choose you to be my set of eyes and ears at the racetrack, and maybe I'll pick you. If I do, I'll send you some garage passes and I'll send you to the track on a mission. So connect with me if you want to be my next dedicated Fan in the Stand reporter. Another program that I have available to you is my fan sponsorship program. Now, if you want to see everything that goes on in the garages and on pit road at a NASCAR Sprint Cup race this year, then don't hesitate any longer and become a sponsor through my fan sponsorship program. It's really, really simple. All the details are listed on my fan-friendly website at infilgen.com/fan-sponsorship. All the fans who sign up through the program are doing a great thing. Now, by sponsoring a team, you're helping a team get some of those extra funds that they need to go racing. And my fan sponsors are getting the access to the garages and pit road, ensuring that they have the best chances possible of meeting their favorite drivers and teams. And they get to see just what their sponsorship dollars really do. Best of all is that these packages are affordable for everyone, so don't wait any longer and become a fan sponsor today. These packages are limited per race and come on a first-come basis. So head over to my website, infilgen.com/fan-sponsorship, and check it all out. All the details and information that you need are listed, along with a list of commonly asked questions with all the answers. When you're ready to sign up, just contact me and tell me when I will be turning you into a fan sponsor too. It's that easy. All right, that's infilgen.com/fan-sponsorship. Now, I know that you guys have heard me talking about my InfilGen's Race Fans Rock fan parties in the campground. Well, things are going really well, and I've got a list from a bunch of race fans who want me to host a party at their campsites, and even some interest from some of the racetracks on the circuit. So I'm really excited, and I'm really looking forward to working it all out with them and getting these parties started. So here's how it's going to work. If you and your buddies are planning on camping out at the racetrack, I don't care if you're in the infield or the outfield, okay? If you have a fantastic campsite set up, then I want to come to your campsite and host a party with you and everyone else in the campgrounds. Your campground will be the ultimate place to be all weekend long, and you will have the party brought to you. This party, the big party, will take place the night before the cup race, okay? So if the cup race is on a Sunday, it'll happen Saturday night. If it's on a Saturday, it'll happen Friday night. Now, here's what's in it for the campers who hold the party at their site. They're going to get two pit passes, a tour of the garage and pit road with me, possibly even attend the driver's meeting in one of the top three series, and it's also a great opportunity for me to promote some sponsors. Now, here's what's in it for a potential sponsor who sponsors an InfilGen Race Fans Rock Party. They're going to receive massive brand awareness at the campsite party with signage that will be placed in a prominent and very visible spot at the campsite, which will be posted there all weekend long. So every race fan in the campgrounds is definitely going to see it. Now, if a sponsor has some products, we'll do a swag giveaway, a product giveaway, and I'll get some live testimonials and feedback about that product for that sponsor. Now, I'll wear a sponsor's apparel or put a patch on my fire suit and advertise them all weekend long. I'll plaster my website and social media with the sponsor's logos, information, and tons of pictures. Then that sponsor is invited to come on my radio show the following Tuesday and talk all about it. And did I mention that I will be bringing a driver out to these parties with me? Oh, yeah. A driver appearance is included for a meet, greet, and mingle. We're going to have contests, free swag, and, of course, a ton of fun. Now, affordable sponsorship opportunities are available for these parties at every racetrack, so connect with me for the details, and let's have one hell of a party in the campgrounds. Got lots of good stuff going on here. And, you know, speaking of good stuff, if you love getting all your favorite NASCAR stuff, then you need to go check out all the stuff you can get with your favorite driver's face plastered all over it on racegear.com. They have everything, from diecast to t-shirts and so much more. Get all your favorite racing memorabilia with a few simple clicks and it's on its way to you. You don't even have to leave the house or go to the track to get it. Just go to racegear.com and make sure you use the code RACEFANSROCK at checkout to get an additional 10% off your order. Don't wait, get yourself some stuff on racegear.com. All right, let's move on. Now that we left the paperclip, it's time to talk about a few of the big headlines that came out this week in racing. So, what's burning the rubber this week? Let's see. Well, big news over NASCAR Xfinity driver Derek White, who turned himself into authorities last Wednesday. Now, he faces 7 charges in connection to the biggest tobacco smuggling bust in North American history. Now, that includes 3 counts of conspiracy to commit fraud against the government, 3 counts of fraud toward the government, 1 count, and 1 count of profiteering as a criminal organization. Now, White was among almost 60 people targeted by Quebec and Ontario police. Authorities said some of the suspects arrested early Wednesday have links to biker gangs and organized crime, buying tobacco in the U.S. and illegally importing it into Canada through 3 border crossings. They said White has been under police surveillance since 2006, according to a previously obtained file from the RCMP's Aboriginal Combined Forces Special Enforcement Unit. Lieutenant Jason Allard, spokesman for the Quebec Provincial Police, said that the tobacco operation was tightly organized. It brought shipments of tobacco leaf from North Carolina, trucking them north and reselling them in Canada. Profits from tobacco were used to purchase cocaine. Some of the money was laundered abroad in Europe, he said. The tobacco shipments were not declared at the border and disclosed to government officials, thereby avoiding taxes and allowing the cigarettes to be manufactured and sold for less money. Now, White said on Thursday evening that his charges were all tobacco-related and that he turned himself in. He denied any links to the drug trade. He said, "All it has to do with is tobacco. It has nothing to do with any of the other stuff they're making up. I have nothing to do with drugs or ISIS or terrorism. I have nothing to do with that stuff. Absolutely zero. They want their tax money. That's all." That's what he said. Now, as if that isn't bad enough, NASCAR has indefinitely suspended White on Tuesday, April 4th, from not notifying them of his arrest within 72 hours. Now, that rule is stated in the NASCAR rulebook. White is currently out on bond, but had to give up his passport, and he has to remain in his hometown of Quebec, and he cannot leave until the situation is resolved. Now, word from the Carl Long, whose team Derek drove for, is that the team's attitude is it's business as usual, and they will continue to move forward and participate in races. We wish them the best. Okay, well, sad news. We learned some, it's really sad news from the Chip Ganassi Racing team, as they reported that their teammate, Ryan Shea, car chief of the 42 NASCAR Xfinity Series team, passed away at his home in Troutman, North Carolina. "It's a sad day for our team as we mourn the untimely loss of Ryan," said Chip Ganassi. "Ryan was a dedicated worker and a great friend to those on our team, as well as others in the garage. Our hearts go out to Ryan's family, his friends during this difficult time. Ryan was a tremendous asset to Chip Ganassi Racing and the number 42 team, and he will be sorely missed," said crew chief Mike Chiplett. "My thoughts go out to his wife, children, and families in this time of mourning. From what I heard personally, I heard that he passed away in his sleep peacefully." What a shame to lose someone so suddenly and so young. Really, really sorry to hear that. Okay, and on that note, that's all that I thought was talk-worthy this week. Now, if you have an opinion or a comment on any of the topics I touched on, please go to the Ask Jen form on infilgen.com and send me a message. I will post your responses up on the website and social media. All right, this portion of the show was brought to you by Gray Scott Enterprises. Now, Gray Scott Enterprises is an apparel, technical, and consulting firm with an Irish-Scottish heritage. Their collection provides a Celtic experience that promotes a heritage dating back to medieval times. Their apparel allows everyone and anyone to embrace a culture that has many distinctive characteristics. They offer a unique blend of business and casual attire that can be enjoyed by the entire family. Their custom selection is the true essence of the Celtic culture. They also have a consulting firm that offers inside development into a multi-platform engineering and diagnostic facilitation and communications department that offers a platform for parents and students looking for that additional information for college. Expect the unexpected at Gray Scott Enterprises. Find out more about them and everything they offer by visiting them on the web at greyscott.com. That's GREYSCOT.com. Or on social media, they're on Google+ and on Twitter. All right, now let's get to who's who, who's in it, and who's driving what this week coming up at Texas Motor Speedway. And hey, did you hear that Texas Motor Speedway now has their own beer? Yep, they sure do. Now, you can go to my website, infilgen.com, for the press release I posted all about it. And if you're at the track this year, have one of those brewskis and let me know how it tastes. All right, back to who's who and who's driving what. Starting with the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series, there's 42 cars on the early entry list for Friday's O'Reilly Auto Parts 300 at Texas Motor Speedway. We have Garrett Smithley, good friend of mine, will be in the number zero for JD Motorsports. He will be in the number zero. Oh, the name of the team escapes me right now. Chase Elliott is in the number five for Junior Motorsports. Matt DiBenedetto will drive the number 13. The number 14, TriStar, should be J.J. Yeley, but it's not 100% official yet. But expect to see J.J. Yeley in the 14 TriStar Motorsports truck. Kyle Busch will be back in his number 18. Matt Tift will drive the number 24 for JGL. Carl Long will be in the number 40. Now, Dale Earnhardt Jr. will make his first Xfinity start of the year in the 88 for himself. And the NASCAR Xfinity Series O'Reilly Auto Parts 300 at Texas Motor Speedway is set to start on Friday night, April 8th at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Fox Sports 1. You can listen to it on PRN, the Performance Racing Network, and Sirius XM Radio Channel 90. Now, on to the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series. The entry list for the Duck Commander 500 shows we've got 40 teams and drivers for 40 spots. We've got Brian Vickers in the 14, Ryan Blaney in the 21, Josh Wise in the number 30, Jeffrey Earnhardt in the number 32 for Go Fast Racing, Reed Sorensen in the 55, Ty Dillon in the 95, and Cole Witt in the 98. Now, since only 40 cars are entered, all 40 drivers will make that race, so everybody's in, and that's great news. The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Duck Commander 500 is set to start on Saturday, April 9th at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, and it will be aired live on Fox Network, PRN, the Performance Racing Network, and Sirius XM Radio Channel 90. Now, you can head over to my website and check out the full entry list for the NASCAR Sprint Cup and Camping World Truck Series at www.infilgen.com. The NASCAR Xfinity Series has the weekend off. They'll be golfing. All right, guys, well, keep in touch with me. Send me those questions and requests that you have for pictures and all that good stuff all week long. Connect with me on Facebook, on my personal page and the fan page. You can connect with me on Twitter at InfieldGen. I'm also on Instagram, LinkedIn, Google+, YouTube, Tumblr, Pinterest, Periscope, and more as InfieldGen. Make sure you visit my website, infilgen.com, on a daily basis. Check out the latest news, pictures, videos, race results. It includes all the practice sessions, qualifying sessions, and final race results, complete with race notes and penalty reports for every single race. Make sure that you also check out my new blog posts, cool fan stories, different teams' press releases. I get so many of them now. Photos from my dedicated fan and the stand reporters, and so much more. So check it out, see what you missed, and get all caught up. It's all right there on infilgen.com. And, you know, if you have a suggestion for me or something that you'd like to see me post on the website, feel free to send those suggestions to me via the contact form at the bottom of every page on the site. I get those messages directly, and I will answer you back. Now then, don't forget to show a little love. Click over to my merchandise tab and get yourself some InfilGen gear. I've got some pretty cool stuff. So that's that. I want to thank all the race fans who allowed me to turn them into sponsors this year so far, and I cannot wait to add your name to that list too, real soon. Once again, I'm sending out a huge shout out to Race City Steel, RaceGear.com, Highland Wealth Advisors LLC, and Gray Scott Enterprises for sponsoring tonight's show. You guys rock. Extra thanks to everyone who tuned in tonight. Make sure that you check out the ARCA race this weekend. Brian Keselowski driving the number 5. Really, really excited about that. So keep him on, cheer him on, and send him your well wishes. You can follow him on Twitter at Keselowski Brian, and on Facebook is the Brian Keselowski Motorsports fan page. So you guys have a great week, and I will catch up with you all again right here, same day, same time. And remember, everyone, racefansrock.com. Bye-bye.